the drums, you have the capacity to create a movement.
Yo, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Perfect episode 52. It's your boy Tax. We're gonna get into a quick block of music, and I'm gonna introduce our guest. But first, let's get into this this recent Vince Staples. We got some more Mac Miller, rest in peace. And then we got Jid featuring J. Cole, because you know Byron did the playlist this week. So we gotta get our Dreamville Radio in. So we're gonna get into these music, and we'll be right back. Future Perfect.
Now, get the fuck off my dick. Hard to tell which one more perfect. Made my art or my bitch. Hard to tell which one more perfect. Made my car or my crib. Avant-garde with this shit. Get your jaws off my dick. Get the fuck off now. Get the fuck off my dick. Hard to tell which one more perfect. Made my car or my crib. Hard to tell which one more perfect. Made my art or my bitch. Avant-garde with this shit. Get your jaws off my dick. Y'all ain't taking no more calls. My thing about calling it quits. Press is trying to block my blessings. No more talking events. NPR and XXL, man, I can't tell which is which. Mr. Mark, I think my label need to market this switch. Hold on, switch the flow up. I won't go for nothing. Rappers hoe up and they blow up. Guess who do the fucking VMA and Grammy stubbing? Not walking through no clubs. Homie, you can keep your money. It don't do nothing for me. Earth, they looking for me, yeah. Use a dummy, yeah. Have somebody find your body parts. Running, running, yeah. Nay, baby, ain't for play. Still the stakes, still the race. Hey, them racks is ugly, by the way. We see you got money to spend, but nonetheless. Get the fuck off now, get the fuck off my dick. Hard to tell which one more perfect, made my order my bitch. Hard to tell which one more perfect, made my car or my crib. Avant-garde with this shit, get your jaws off my dick. Get the fuck off now, get the fuck off my dick. Hard to tell which one more perfect, made my car or my crib. Hard to tell which one more perfect, made my order my bitch. Avant-garde with this shit, get your jaws off my dick. No school diploma, we caught him slipping. He in a coma. You got two choices, lose your life or your persona. I still hear voices from them nights I hit them corners. Walk through the moment, just did the feature, hit casino, blew the quota. I might do Tashi Yuki Kida for the sofa. Might say my Nike check and spend my Coca-Cola. Don't count my packets, pocket rocking, then you tow up. Time to glow up from the flow up how I came. You don't know my pain, bitch, don't act like you don't know my name. Don't record me, man, bitch, you see me trying to board this plane. Don't you touch my frame, still the one who brush you in your brain. I don't fuck with fame, you don't see me in no fucking chains. Ain't no fucking slave, Def Jam ain't gon' put me on no play. This the sound I made, won't nobody knock me off my wave. I'm the god in this, fuck up off my dick. Get the fuck off now, get the fuck off my dick. Hard to tell which one more perfect, made my order my bitch. Hard to tell which one more perfect, made my car or my crib. Avant-garde with this shit, get your jaws off my dick. Get the fuck off now, get the fuck off my dick. Hard to tell which one more perfect, made my car or my crib. Hard to tell which one more perfect, made my order my bitch. Avant-garde with this shit, get your jaws off my dick.
Mm-hmm. remember, yes, I remember it all. Swear the hype be too tall. So like September, I fall down below. Now know that the medicine be on call. Yeah. Was feeling like you hot enough to melt. Yeah. Can't trust no one, can't even trust yourself. Yeah. And I love you, I don't love nobody else. Yeah. Tell them they can take that bullshit elsewhere. Self-care, I'm treating me right. Yeah. Hell yeah, we gonna be alright.
We gon' be alright.
I switched the time zone, but what do I know? Spending nights, bitch, hiking, where will I go? I can fly home with my eyes closed. But if you're kinda hard to see, there's no surprise though.
Future Perfect episode 52. It's your boy Tax. Of course, I got my man Byron the Poet here with me.
What up, what up? How y'all doing?
I was wondering if you want to say something. I'm like, you back? Well, like, you're not in Cali no more. Like, time has moved 3 hours forward again, so you good. I got my man Zan with the Lean Zanzan with me.
Ayo, ayo, ayo.
And we got a special guest here with us tonight from Virginia. I got my man Josh Sanders here, composer, music extraordinaire. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing, man?
All right, all right. Try to intro you the best way I can.
Hey, man, appreciate it.
Hey, man, appreciate you coming with us. Unpopular opinion, the McRib is awful. Every year it returns.
All right, we're jumping straight
every
into
year
it.
I fall for it, disregarding what I know in my heart to be true, thinking somehow this time it'll be different.
That's terrible.
It's finally going to taste like a sandwich or even vaguely like meat. It never does.
But I'm just saying, like, so for
that
those
was a poem.
For those who have just checked in, right?
Damn.
Like, we're talking about the McRib and how it basically just tends to come back every year, and I mean, literally, it gets hyped like it's a fresh new pair
that's
of Jordans.
That's the driest McRib I've ever seen.
A fresh iPhone release. Like, look, it's a little ridiculous, and we're just trying to figure out, like, when did this become an actual thing? Like, why are people so excited about the McRib? Every year it comes around in October.
I feel bad for this Asian shorty on Twitter. She got a McRib with absolutely no sauce whatsoever. Like, even the pickles are dry.
Oh, like, man. Is that why she making that face?
Yeah.
She mad because there's no sauce?
She expected it to be drenched in sauce, and she, nah.
She expected to be dripped.
That's drenched out. In salt. Like, oh, saltiness.
I've never had a McRib.
Yeah. I don't even remember what it tastes like.
I've never had a McRib, but all I can say is, like, it's a little interesting why the McRib is always this thing that comes around every year. I mean, it's like this fascination with, like, something that isn't even a rib. it's a huge, like, it's almost a juxtaposition in a weird way about, like, society, right? In our thought process about what we value. I mean, it's kind of like,
real rib.
Yeah, it's not even real. So what do we value in society? Like, that's the question, right? Like, do we value what makes us feel good, even if it's a fleeting experience? Or are people more likely or more prone to value things that provide them experiences that last with them and stays with them?
You know what? I think it's just like a cultural thing, because like people are like avidly hunting down the McRib to the point where like McRib locator is still a thing. Like, I can't even tell you the last time I had McRib. I know I was in school. Like, I could probably pinpoint what grade I was in, and that's a bad sign. That's how long it's been since I had a McRib. I think I was in like eighth grade.
That's terrible.
I'm a grown ass man and a half.
You said in a half.
Like,
I still never had a McRib.
Like, yeah, that's wild. Like,
so I'll try it around.
Hold on, you turn me down.
Hey, what's up, Blue Diamonds? What's up, Blue Diamonds?
Yeah, you gotta turn it back up, big dog.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so like that shit's crazy. Like, the fact that like people are really still trying to hunt this thing down.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Simpsons episode parroting this same thing, and they're like, legit, it's a problem. Like, it's a problem. They're literally like, this is not even made of real meat. It's like in the cart in the show, dog. So that tells you that actual McRib is not made of real meat.
It's not, and it's weird because it's the sauce thing. But I've heard a similar thing about wings, because you know, like the wings, the small wings, are like actually like basically deformed chicken arms. You know what I mean? That's basically what they are, and they're from bred chicken, and we eat those because they were drenched in sauce. And it's like, so when did that become a thing?
I mean, as long as it's drenched in sauce.
Eating whatever is drenched in sauce?
Yeah, we just drench it in sauce.
We
love it.
Drench in the sauce and put it on a menu for cheap, it's a wrap.
That's what it sounds like, Quavo.
Sauce.
It's like, sauce it up.
That was a punch. But anyways, yo. Like,
I know, don't be coming on Man Quavo like that.
So what do we got for today?
Well, we can give a rest in peace to Stan Lee.
Oh, yep. Man.
Rest in peace.
Yo, pour it up for the big man.
Yeah, facts. Facts, man.
95, though.
That's, I don't know what he drink, but well, we still got that Christian Brothers or something like that.
Yeah, somewhere around.
Yeah, there. We pour a little bit of that out for your boy.
Hey, you know what's wild, though? Will it be weird if he continues to pop up in X-Men and Avengers movies and Marvel movies?
Nah, cameos? He probably got like two or three that is acceptable. And after that, I'm like, yo, y'all either CG in this nigga or he ain't really dead.
He ain't really dead.
Nah, like,
cloned him or something. That's, yeah. I mean,
you know what cracks me up, though? Like, you be seeing people that are like, nah, he died. It's too soon. I'm like, nigga, he's 95. Like,
facts, man.
Who said
he lived almost a century?
He lived a full life.
He lived a century. I mean, literally, he was 5 years from a century. Like, do you know how much life you can experience in a century?
100 years worth, if I do my math right.
Quite properly.
You don't know how many days that is, though.
Exactly.
That's
a lot of days. You want me to bust out this calculator real quick?
Nigga? How you going to drop? Like, hey, you going to come in like you got bars right now.
Facts.
You about to spit.
We ask you for a 16. You like, nah, I'm good.
No 16.
He tried to come through.
He might got 8.
Nah, he got the ad-libs
you
ready.
You know what I mean? He might
got 8. Yo, don't be coming for my ad-libs. Like, yo, you want to do my ad-libs on the next album? And guess what?
He might got 12. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Nowadays, you can do off. You don't got to do 16 no more. You can get away with like 12. You know what I'm saying? Drop a quick 8 right fast. Throw the chorus back in. Another 8. Drop the chorus again. You know what I mean? Drop the chorus for 16. Do a bridge for 8. Come right back in with the chorus.
Loop the chorus twice at the
end.
Yeah.
That's a full song right there. Put it out. Press me out.
Nah. What happens is Kaz will hit you with a Timmy Turner.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Say they whole double XL freshman freestyle. Exactly. Just like, nah.
That was really just four lines.
That was it.
It was literally just four.
No, because the first part was like Timmy Turner, Whisper Burner, kill everybody walking. In order to throw his friend, and whatever he said after that, then he started speaking in tongues, and then it went right back to Timmy Turner. Like, you listen to that song, and like that part after like "Soul in the Furnace" does not sound the same ever again.
Yeah. But as soon as that part Timmy Turner, y'all, you get hype as I don't know what.
Why?
I don't know. It's just it's the way his voice. I guess it's the way the voice play out and with the beat. Because after that, it's just like, all right.
But yo, soon as that part comes back up, you saw he was snapping. He was doing his own beats. Yo, don't be calling my man Desire like that, bro.
Sounds like we have a fan.
Listen, man.
Discount Future is rocking, dog.
Yo, Future's not even Future right now, though.
Future is Future.
Future's a home record,
he's
dog.
He's just Future. Yeah,
he is.
He's a savage, man.
All right, hold on. Before we get too carried away, once again, rest in peace, Stan Lee. Uh-huh.
I know. How did we get here?
Too soon. Not to laugh at that man's death, but yo, y'all forcing it, yo.
Nah, the end of the savagery, dog. They already had the means with him fading away like he was in Avengers, dog.
Yo!
I was like, why you gotta do him like that?
Niggas is entirely too wild.
Entirely too wild.
What's wild, though, is he's gonna live forever, man.
Yeah, legacy.
His legacy will live forever. Yeah. We're gonna be watching so much Marvel shit for the rest of our lives, and for your kids' lives, and then for their kids' lives, and then their kids' lives after that. Like, I mean, maybe even their kids' lives, which may be, you know, 500 years.
That's a long time.
How many days is that, though?
I know. One day I was gonna come at you, just lose it. Completely explode. It's like, you tell me how many days.
Next time somebody says something about years, just pull up the calculator on your phone.
That's all you have to do, be ready. Well, since you
365 times.
Yeah, he's gonna say
hey,
it. You know
what's
he's
up,
say
Kristen?
It.
Thanks for joining.
Nah, and then you're still not completely right, though, because you don't account for leap year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just gotta
I'm about to find a formula for that. You're about to have me.
Watch. How many leap years?
Because the leap years are every 4 years.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, hold on. What?
You could like, nah, I get, are you really about to go into that? You're really about to go in the math. Like, yo, we just divide by.
Never mind. This is all confusing.
You
got to
put 365.5.
Nah. What he had to do was.
Every year.
It's either 360, like 364,
360. No, 365 or 366. 365
and 366.
So that's why I said you got to do 365.5 every year. Because you never know which one's going to be a leap year. Out of 500 years.
I got this, right? So it's every 4 years, right?
Right.
All right. 100 divided by 4 is 25.
What the fuck does
so
that
so slap
mean?
25 days on the end of your joint.
Ah, I see what you did. He was good in math.
Big brain.
I came to that conclusion. He was good in math.
He
passed Algebra 1, Algebra 2, you know what I'm saying, all that.
I went to Dorchester High.
All
right. I was just close to
Look.
Yo, he might have took pre-calculus.
Nah, the OB kid over here, quiet. I went to Dorchester High.
Hey, no, I was about to flip calendars on you. I'm like, how about on the Mayan calendar? I'm about to be like some nonsense at you, cuz. Have you sweating?
Yeah. Hey, nah. Try to keep the mic. Yeah, we clipped like hell. Something happened. Yeah,
something happened.
But, okay. Besides that, Toy Story 4 trailer released. I didn't see it. Was it?
I haven't even seen it yet. I'm kind of holding off, but it came out the blue.
Toy Story is always a surprise and delight.
I watched that joint life for everywhere. Good, I don't even think I saw
it. I will say, though, it has gotten a little, like, edgier.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Woody's a little more pointy. I didn't mean that anymore.
I don't know how.
No, listen. All right, first time. No, I'll stop. The door's right there.
I'm not sure how.
The door's right there.
I'm not taking that at all.
You can take a walk.
I'm going to just let that go that way.
Can you go with it?
Open the door. Let it go up.
Can Byron go with it? That's all I'm asking. Can Byron go with it?
Like, but it's just, it got real adult. That's there were love stories.
But they know it been like that though. There's more. Nah, we're just old enough.
Toy Story
There's always those.
Toy Story one.
Nine things you never notice, and you know, but like
was friendly.
Huh?
Toy Story one was
not completely friendly. Dog.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, but that's how animators are, though. Animators always make those hidden jokes you wouldn't get as a kid, but your parents will get them. Because it helps them get through the movie.
Yeah, like SpongeBob, especially, though.
Like you notice it now because you're an adult.
You know he was cussing when they kept putting all them sounds in there.
Yeah.
When he was like, Mom. You knew it was a cuss word now. Back then, you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, you were just like, yo, what are those sounds? But now you're like, yo, he's cussing.
At his mother.
He's cussing on Nickelodeon.
That's crazy.
At his mom. And his grandma.
And his grandma. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So what's next?
How was L.A., man? We got a little bit of time.
Yeah, we do. Welcome back, Byron. Welcome back.
Thank you. L.A. was cool, man. Like, I saw a lot of, like, interesting things while I was there. I mean, L.A. is on fire, which is
kind of... Literally?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
I mean, I was literally in, like, downtown L.A., and you would get cinders falling out of the sky on you, you know? Like, I mean, you can smell, like...
Smoke wherever you go?
Smoke in the air. Like... You can smell it, you know, around.
Pray for
you.
LA, man.
I had a friend whose girlfriend was in Cali, and from her hotel balcony, she could see the fire in Malibu. Like, literally. I mean, it looked like, you know how you would think a battle would look? Like, you know what I mean? And then behind the clouds, it's like fire and like smoke and like crackling and burning and bursting. Like, it almost sounded like a battle.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
Which is, like, wild. It's wild to think about.
Yeah, it is.
It's, you know, it's like, they're like, I mean, Cali is a lush place. You know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of, like, lush
ocean views. Yeah, a lot of woodland, views. A lot of...
I get it. And there are many arguments for why and why not, right? But, like... It still baffles me how that shit is always on fire.
Yeah, it really like always is still.
I mean, literally.
Some part of
like
the
you think about
burning.
I mean, look, the desert, the Navajo desert, like the Coachella Valley in like California is a desert. And that shit don't catch on fire. Why is everything on the coast in the woods, which are pretty lush places, always on fire?
I don't know, big dog. I'll tell you what's not on fire, though. Look outside to your left.
That is not fire.
That's the opposite. That
is this total is fire. Boston's
If this happened
finest.
Over there, I think the fires would be out soon.
Boston ain't never getting on fire. It don't matter where it's
Hey, exactly. Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Even the slightest bit of fire, 3 feet of snow is about to hit that shit with the swiftness.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you this, man. Like... There were some interesting things that have come up in the news, you know, about, like, L.A. in general, like, some, you know, that...
With, like, is it, like, the, like, house people, well, notable celebrities' houses burning down, or is this unrelated to the wildfire?
A little bit of both. You know, a lot of celebrities are in the news because of either losing their houses or saving their houses, and there are interesting stories in it all, right? But it's an interesting time in L.A., right? Like, I think... What's also cool about L.A. is that it's such an artistic city, such a creative city. I mean, it's like when you think about it, it is probably the only city in the United States that economy is solely supported by or majorly supported by its entertainment, hospitality, and like sports economies or industries. When you think about it,
yeah.
Like arts and creativity are what drive their economy. That's really cool. It's a city for artists. And when you're there, you feel that. It's definitely like a creative energy, a calm energy, man. And I could appreciate that, which is always the different vibe between the East and the West Coast, too, you know?
Yeah.
True. Yeah. I mean, certain parts of New York kind of has a little bit of that with the artistic... kind of feel, but LA, I know what you mean. It does to me on the outside looking in. I haven't got that far to the West Coast to get to LA one day, but Yeah, it definitely looks like an expression filled kind of place.
It is.
Compared to like other parts of the U.S.
It is.
Yeah, because like New York kind of has it, but at the same time, it's like, yo, you also got to like move a pack or something like that before you can like, you know what I mean, really get your shit off.
Right.
Yeah, but like,
right.
Yo, I do music, like, word, but like, you got any butt on you? Like New York niggas do not care what you do. They're like, I don't care, my nigga. Yeah,
and they fast talking too. Fast talking.
Oh, everybody got places try to be,
sell, if they trying to sell you something and you gonna buy it, you better make sure you pay attention to what they selling you, because they gonna sell it fast. I'm telling you. It's like, bro, you thirsty, bro? Oh, where, yo, man, I got these fruit punches, bro. I got these fruit punches. Yeah, man, take this, man, $3. Boom, boom, boom. And he gone down. He done took your whole five. Like, bro, wait a minute. Hold on, wait. Then you think about it. Like, wait a minute. $3 for a fruit punch? I just bought this shit. Wait a minute. $3, bro. Hold up. I need like $4 back, bro. Like, I can hit the corner store the bodega and get it for $1, bro. You just got me. Hey, man, and they gone, though.
I had this dude swipe me on the train, and I was like, oh, good looking, man. He's like, nah, brother, that's like $2. I need $2 for that. I was like, whoa, you ain't tell me that when I got through the gate.
He's like,
I'm like, you lucky I'll be out of dick.
All right,
and it don't even cost
the hustle in New York exactly. is another level, though. Yo, that's the New York hustle is crazy.
They the home of the hustlers, man.
We
kind of love it.
Huh?
We were peaking.
Yeah, we got a little loud, but because we black.
No, we black.
Yeah. It's in our color. It's in our melanin. Yeah. It's melanin, man.
I'm just on it.
Yeah. Right. They buy the pass for like the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they make all that back by swiping people on. They're like, oh, no, you ain't got a load of your car, I got you. And they're like, oh, no, I need that, though.
Oh, yeah. They're like, yo, just give me the money you would have put on your card. Yeah, cool. And then like, I'll swipe you in. You're good.
Yeah. It's weird.
My man had like $300. He like, yo, can you change?
What?
So it's wild.
That's a hustle?
Yeah.
That's a hustle.
I'm about to do that.
That's illegal in New York. They had to make that joint illegal.
Yeah.
People were really doing that.
You talking about what? What's illegal?
Where, like, somebody would swipe you in on their card and you pay them. Yeah, they were like, nah, you taking too much money out of our pocket.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They the home of the hustlers, though, man.
Facts.
Shout out to Harlem, yo. Yeah. Shout out to Harlem, yo.
Harlem, the home. Yo, BX, yeah. Fucking Queens, Brooklyn, yo, Long Island.
It's the
like,
home, yo.
I mean, honestly,
I'm telling
everybody,
that is the
everybody
place.
Hustles.
New York is the place that you will go and buy stuff you don't need, yo. Because they are so good at hustling. That you just like, yo, you're like, bro, you know you need this right shoe. Just the right shoe? I don't need the pair, like, for real. And then you're going to buy it thinking, like, I need this right shoe for something. You know what I'm saying? Because of the way they sold it to you. It's just like the gift, the gab. You're like, all right, I got you. I'm going to get this right shoe.
Yeah.
I'm going to need it somehow. Like, I'm going to lose my left shoe to my ups or something. So just get me this right shoe. It's for a reason. You just gonna
spare
buy
spare right shoe, bro.
For no reason.
You have a spare right shoe, even though you gonna lose your left shoe. You have two right shoes.
You gonna put two right shoes on. Just, you know what I'm saying?
It made sense at the time, bro.
Made sense to buy it, right?
Like, I had this dude that was like, yo, I need $5 really bad. Like, yo, can you spare me $5? I was like, nah, I ain't got it, man. He's like, yo, fam, I got like a dime of weed, nigga. Like, I'll give you this dime bag of weed. Let me get that.
It's real, though.
He's like, yo, you can take this, you can sell it, you get 15 back. I was
hey, yo.
Damn.
He gave you the hustle, though, all in one. Like, yeah. All you had to do was give him $5.
I was like,
and probably won't even know real weed either.
He had some mulch or something.
Give me.
I'm like, yo, man, look at this trash weed out my face.
He gonna point you in the way to sell it too, bro. All you gotta do is go around the corner, bro. Bebe and Ray down there, they gonna buy that junk, bro. I'm telling you, just go around the corner. I just need five. Like, I don't even know them around the corner.
I'm like,
why you go around the corner?
Yeah, why don't you go around the corner and sell it? Nah. See, I owe Bebe. You know what I'm saying?
There's a story. They got a story, too. When they give you a story, you're like, you're sucking.
There's no place like New York, man. You're sucking. It's the concrete jungle.
Always
got
stories,
man. I love New York.
They dream in stories.
Yeah, yeah. There's no place.
What we got next on the playlist, Tax?
So we do got to get into that off D's J.I.D. featuring J. Cole. Then we got the new Kendrick, Pharrell, Mike Will with The Mantra. And we might get into some Outkast next. We'll see. But let's get into that. We'll be right back.
Daddy, watch.
chase the money, chase the money.
Please,
chase
the money, please, chase the money. Get on my dick, get on my dick. 40 in my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, cannabis, roll on my slip. Hannibal, Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit. Get on my dick, get on my dick. 40 in my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, cannabis, roll on my slip. Hannibal, Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit. Okay, he's a Lancer playboy. Don't got much to say, boy. Cradle to the grave, and it's been like this since a slave boy. It ain't shit to pull up. Pick the fucking tool up. Screaming hallelujah. Hi, pushing daisies and some tulips. Itty bitty bitch. Niggas in the city with it. Pull up with a stick. 30 with a dick. So you in a minute, nigga. Put you in cement. Anybody get it, nigga. Anybody get. Shout to the top, nigga. Popping the shit. Got the drop on your crib in the spot you live. If you talking the shit, nigga, stop it. I'm a god, I'm a king, I'm a giant. Nigga, not trying. 40 my side. East side guy, better been more white. DIY, DIY. I'ma try, I'ma die for what I believe in. We like to feast and I like to eat. Cannibal meat. I am not an animal, a beast. Riding with the hammer on the seat. Shotgun, shotgun, hand in my heat. Podman, podman, none of my freedom. Nigga, get life with the white folks beat. Online beef, not my motif. 4-5 me, ta-ta, go sleep. Don't mind the little me, little OG, J-I-D, I came in on the boat seat. May I be the cold nigga with the most heat. Niggas, no, bro, you don't know me. Get on my dick, get on my dick. 40 my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, cannabis, roll on my slip. Hannibal, Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga, talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit. Get on my dick, get on my dick. 40 my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, cannabis, roll on my slip. Hannibal, Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga, talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Okay, legend out the 2-6. Y'all know who the truth is. Crazy like a movie by that nigga Stanley Kubrick. Perfect time to pop up. Wet you like the hot tub. Clean up aisle 7. Damn, somebody getting mopped up.
Pull up on the block. Any, meeny, miny, moe. You and every nigga that you know is getting pop. Fuckin' with a nigga ain't sitting in the box. Try to sneak this and I'm picking up the Glock. I squeeze this and be picking up the top. Style she kiss, yeah, I'm picking on the lock. Picking on nigga way bigger than I got. Bigger than a nigga that was killing, got a cop. Coming in the shit. I'm a robot with a chrome 4 fired. Most don't got. One false move, get your moto shot. Turn a nigga whip to a photo op. Click, 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 and the flows don't stop. Till I got more cream than coast don't got. Like a boatload, nigga, I'ma float on top. Till the grass don't grow and the wind don't blow. And the popo don't kill niggas no more. I bought a running round extendo. If a nigga wanna duck, then I'm playing duck hunt. In real life, not on Nintendo. Looking out the window like Malcolm X with the rifle. Climb the steps up the Eiffel. Barely broke a beat, it's wet, whoa. Many hope to be the best, oh. Cannot fuck with me just yet, though. J.I.D. the closest thing to me. C'est la vie, my vocal range, put it. Blood stains on Notre Dame hoodies. Hello, fiends, I brought Novocaine plus dopamine. You can load your veins with the product I slain. Niggas gon' honor my name. Boy, I'm a god in this game. Y'all niggas humming, I'm sounding the same. Not on my lane, so I can't complain. Me and Ben Frank got a damn good thing going on. Way more than a random flame. Cold and jib with a tandem. Niggas can't stand them. Got a new anthem. Look at my whip. Slit on my wrist. Suicide, suicide. Those are my phantom.
Get on my dick. Get on my dick. 40 my hip. Load on my clip. Cannabis, cannabis. Roll on my slip. Hannibal, Hannibal. Look what I did. Edible, edible. Got the bungees. But I got the bungees. I'ma jump on this shit. But I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga talking this shit. Now I'm talking my shit. Get on my dick. 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 Okay.
Sucker, something special. J.I.D. Cole. Drum. Dream.
Chase the money, chase the money.
In the way. Minus sign, niggas in the way. In the way, minus sign, niggas in the way. Yeah. In the way, minus sign, niggas in the way. Yeah. In the way, yeah. Minus sign, niggas in the way.
But they will not give them no.
In the way, minus sign, niggas in the way.
They will not give nothing no.
In the way.
It's funny to watch them there attempt at blocking, but they will not get none off. He's watching me, they will not get none off. The stars will keep falling like asteroids, we balling, so they will not get none off. Watching me, if it ain't a half a million in the face, as far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. If it ain't a half a million when you race, far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. If you good, we're good, not great. Far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. No remora on the G5 plane. Far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. You can't fall back to sleep once you awake. Far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. You ain't supposed to worry about it when you pray.
light switch.
What a crisis, my black's real with no license.
No license.
I was lifeless, I was dead weight, I was trifling.
I was trifling.
Then my eye twitched, then my hair shook, and my fist balled on my right wrist. Took a wrist for us, saw lightning, then made titans.
I was trifling.
With a pitchfork, we ate your food, that got bent more with excitement. Big wars on my neck piece, BBS be fighting. Move fast like loose jazz, I gotta race the world and be vibrant.
No blinks on my script, yeah, that's Mando. Massaging the handle, left hand on the candle, huh? I'm too high profile to drive Lambo. That there is a scandal, that man grab a handful, huh? Never been love easy, better pull up easy. I got a thing for, I wanna fuck freaky. Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fucking it up easy. I got a thing for, I mean I get you niggas out the way right now. Today you shay show, take the safe and Dr. Pay, I'm aiming for the case. Operate, then make the play, I move on them for escrow. Holding waist in section 8, that's on my day-to-day though. Man, don't shake hand, he pop shit
out the way.
She stargaze all through the cosmic
out the way.
Amped up, we blew out the metropolis
out the way.
And I've been too involved, huh? And I got tens on call, huh? And you pretend you ball, huh? I'ma do this for my dog, you need a life jacket. Throw you in the deep end, this dog, my target practice. Never been love easy, better pull up easy. I got a thing for
they will not get none off
in the way.
Yeah, all that they talking, that is blessing blocking, so they will not get none off
in the way.
He's watching me
in the way.
They will not get none off
in the way.
That bulletproof aura knowing God is for you, so they will not get nothing off
in the way.
Yeah, watching me,
niggas in the way.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes lie. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain. It's a Tim and I, a Quim and I.
Now is the time to get on like Spike Lee said, get on the bus. Go get your work and keep your beeper chirping, it's a must. Did you want that dust? Cornstarch, familiar with that smack, man. The music is like that green stuff, provided to you by Sack Man, Pac Man. How many fuck you think we gon' do that, man? Ride on national, on 18s, without no gap, man. I'm strap, man. Get rid of the bus on any nigga like that, man. Me and my nigga, we roll together like Batman and Rob Band. We prayed together through hard times, swung hard, but it was fitting. But now we tapping the brakes from off them corners that we be bending. And Volkswagen and Bonnevilles, Chevrolets and Coupeville's. If you ain't got no rims, nigga, don't get no wood grain steering wheel, for real. You can go chill out a steel mill, let your paper stack. Instead of going to overkill, pay your fucking people bill, bitch.
Yeah. Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes why. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain, it's him and I, or Quim and I.
Twice upon a time, there was a boy who died and lived happily ever after. But that's another chapter. Live from home of the brave, with dirty dollars, beauty parlors, baby ballers, bowling ball and parlors, street scholars, majoring in culinary arts. You know how to work with bread, cheese, and dough from scratch. But see, the catch is you can get caught. Know what you're selling, what you're about, so cut that big talk. Let's walk to the bridge, meet me halfway. Now you may see some chillin' dead off in the pathway. Just them poor babies walking slowly to the candy lady. It's looking bad, need some hope like the words maybe. If, or probably, more than a hobby. When my turntables get wobbly, they don't fall. I'm sorry y'all, I often drift. I'm talking gifts, so when it comes, you never look the horse inside his grill. Of course you know I feel like the bearer of bad news. Don't wanna be it, but it's needed, so what have you. Now question, is every nigga with dreads for the cause? Every nigga with goals for the fall. No, so don't get caught up in appearance. It's Outkast and Quim and I, another black experience.
Okay. Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes why.
Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain. It's him and I, Aquemini.
The name is Big Boy, Daddy Fat Sacks, the nigga that like them Cadillacs. I stay down with these streets, cause these streets is where my folks at. Better know that, some say we pro-black, but we professional. You missed a lot of church, so the music is our confession. Get off the testicles and the nutsacks. You bust round, we bust back. Get back, for real niggas that's out here trying to spit facts. You hear that, you can't come near that. Maybe you need to quit. Cause Aquemini's Aquarius and a Gemini running shit like this.
My mind warps and bends, floats the wind, count to ten. Meet the twin, Andre Ben, welcome to the lion's den. A red gen, no skin, many men comprehend. I extend myself, so you go out and tell a friend. Sin all depends on what you believe in. Faith is what you make it, that's the hardest shit since MC Ren. Alien can blend right on in with your kin. Look again, cause I swear I spot one every now and then. It's happening again, wish I could tell you when. Andre, this is Andre, y'all are just gonna have to make amends.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes why. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. None lasts forever, but until they close the curtain, it's him and I, Aquemini.
Exactly at 9,
it'll
be straight.
Right, we can go back in. It's all good. Yeah, I'm adjusting it now.
Cause we here.
All right, we back.
We back.
Future Perfect episode 52. Future Perfect Radio.
Yeah.
Got my man Josh Sanders with me.
What's going on? What's going on, people?
Hey man, we gonna talk in detail about your music towards the end of the show, and I definitely want to play some of your music.
Cause you guys, Connecticut is where I'm from.
Appreciate that.
There's a lot of heat.
Shout out to Connecticut, man.
But we're gonna get with my man Zan and get into some gaming music. News. I said news.
News.
Gaming Center.
All right, so
hey, what's up, Nate? Thanks for joining, man. I really appreciate that you jump in all the time. Yo, Zanza says, "What's goody?"
I'm waiting for that response, fam. What he said?
The big Filipino in the house.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So let's get into this gaming real quick.
Yeah, real talk. Yo, you know what it is. Yo, welcome to the gaming corner, dog. We got some news today. My bad, it's a little cold out here, dog. Yeah, out here getting sick.
Yeah, that snow is not letting up.
Nah,
yeah,
it is not. I mean, it's actually going hard right now.
Yeah, that snow looks like it's.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's just getting harder. But anyways.
Dog, I got a shovel. I'm gonna have to shovel my car.
You will have to shovel your car, dog. No avoiding
that. Damn, motherfuckers. God damn you.
This man's cursing the snow right now.
I thought homeboy was walking with a shovel. That was his bike. All right.
All right. Welcome back. All right. So first we'll start with a couple announcements. First announcement, Soul Calibur 6, they show off 2B gameplay. For the new, first announced DLC character for Soul Calibur 6.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, no release date yet, but the character looks nice, in-depth. I'm looking forward to it. That's my girl right there. Definitely going to rock that. Just this week. This is this week, you remember? So yeah, this week, they dropped a trailer for a movie, Detective Pikachu, starring Ryan Reynolds, coming out in 2019.
Yeah, so Ryan Reynolds is voicing Pikachu.
That's
like actual talking voice Pikachu.
Actual live action.
And you know who the main character is?
That's brilliant. That's so brilliant.
No, there's more.
There's more. So the main you saw the Get Down on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
So the boy Zeke is the main character.
Is Ash?
No, it's not Ash. It's just some regular dude.
Okay.
So he is a kid, I guess, where like his dad was a detective or some shit like that. And he don't fuck with Pokemon for some reason. And he stumbles upon this Pikachu that talks. And he's the only person that can hear this Pikachu talk. So he over here like, yo, do y'all hear this Pikachu talking? They're like, yeah, Pika Pika, yeah.
So it's like Ted. So it's like the Pikachu is like Ted?
Yeah, like it's on some Ted shit.
Hey,
yeah.
That's not great.
Except like nobody else can understand the Pikachu except for him.
He literally hears it in like straight English words.
That's even funnier.
No, but it's wild. It's like from the jump, you see like Ryan Reynolds' Pikachu with like the detective hat on. And then he's just like, yo, luckily for you, you're with the world's greatest detective. And I was like, dog, they really can't be doing this.
Yeah, they let Ryan Reynolds be Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, and yo, I love
it's
that.
Almost like Deadpool as a Pikachu, literally.
That's what I'm saying, and that's immediately what I thought when I heard that. It's like, oh man, because think about it. Like Pikachu, out of all of the Pokemon, besides like Charmander and Charizard, right? Like Pikachu was very emotional. He always was like, "Fuck, another battle, another motherfucker I gotta fight." Or like, you know, he'd be scared, or he also had
a lot to say, which is why they got Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds always got a lot to say.
I mean, Pika Pika, like we remember that because he was always talking. He was like, "What the fuck?"
You know what it was though.
Pika Pika meant like a library of things. Yeah. Pika Pika, I'm hungry. Pika Pika, what the fuck are you doing? Man, you can't tell the difference. You really can't tell the difference.
You know what it is though. Like the only reason why Pikachu went through so much is because Ash was an idiot. Like. How you gonna have him battle Onix? Like Thunder is not effective against Rock.
Right.
And my man had him fighting Onix. Yo, right. He
straight faced
sends Pikachu in to get clapped. Like all the time, dog. Every time.
You know what I mean?
It's kinda wild.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's so funny about it. So giving Pikachu a voice to actually say fuck you, or like to say did you think about this, or like, you know what I mean? I feel like
it's just weird. Ryan Reynolds, like, because the thing Ryan Reynolds,
it's perfect.
It's perfect. It's when perfect I saw that person. I was like, that's great.
It's
people wanted Danny DeVito to do the voice for him, and I was like, yo, that's a force.
And
that would have been
they were petitioning for him to do it.
That would have been legendary. You trying to tell me
no, that's just fucked up because they're trying to say he looks like a Pokemon.
No, they were just saying
he had like the ill detective voice, like for Pikachu. That'd be kind
of
wild.
I know, dog. Coming out of Pikachu.
So Pikachu is the detective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they couldn't let the black boy be smart.
No, I mean, he is too, but they're also, you know, the Pikachu can get places where he can't, you know what I mean? Because he's little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do go.
How big is the Pikachu?
It's like maybe like Pikachu a foot and a half. Size,
I don't know what a Pikachu.
Alright, hold on.
I've never bred.
You better Google that Pokedex real quick. It legit has the height and weight of a Pikachu. You be straight, dog.
Wikipedia, let's go. Alright, how tall is my nigga, dog? Don't even say.
Don't even say. That's wild. That's disrespectful.
Cause
tall enough. Alright.
Tall enough.
He's probably like 2'9 or 2'10.
Nah, he's like a solid.
Maybe three?
Not three.
That 1 foot, no, 4 inches.
You talking about how tall Pikachu is?
1 foot 4 inches.
Yeah, you're talking about some big ass Pikachus, bro. 2'9"?
Nah, you talking about Charmander.
Pikachu's like
Raichu? Nah.
Raichu got pretty big.
Raichu might be big.
That's really what it is.
You get that Pikachu stone.
Raichu just started to eat good. That's all. Raichu's a Pikachu that just ate good. Pikachu from the South.
Pikachu's eating McDonald's.
A Pikachu from Mississippi.
Raichu was eating McRibs. Pikachu and Lanford from McRibs.
We clipping a little bit. Yo, nah, not that far. Damn.
I think we just gotta move back from the mic a little bit.
Literally
close.
Yo, Raichu is literally like a New York Pikachu, like a New York subway Pikachu. That's it. You see them rats as husky.
Hey, yo.
The ones in Harlem?
Bro. Yo.
Them guys be on the street like elbowing you for space when they walk by.
No, real talk though.
Facts.
Real talk.
They be charging them rent.
You gotta share. You gotta share the walkways with the rats in New York, bro.
You gotta be like,
rats and the cats.
Part of me, sir.
Yo, them cats are not built.
And don't go down the hat. Don't walk down the alley thinking the rat's gonna move. Or the cat's gonna. They gonna look at you and keep doing what they doing. Like, nigga, leave me alone. Like, just leave me alone.
You drop.
I'm minding my business. You mind your business.
Square up or keep walking.
Yeah, exactly. You fuck with me, I'm gonna fuck you up. And I got homies on the back. You know what I mean?
And they taking anything not
behind
nailed
this
down.
Dumpster.
Drop your wallet. It's a rat.
Anything not nailed down.
They gonna be right at Two Brothers around the corner getting slices.
Swipe.
Yo, confirmed. Yo, New York is just full of hood Pikachus, bro.
Facts.
Hood
Raichus. Full of Raichus, dog.
Damn. Oh, man, how did we get here? That's gonna be my tangent line. How do we get here?
All right. Oh,
shout out to anybody who watches Rick and Morty. They know what's up. But let's in other news, since we do got some other good topics today. So the PlayStation Classic, initial reviews were quote unquote lackluster. Found that they were using, get this, the PCSX emulator, which is the same emulator as you would get download. Back in the day on your PC to play PlayStation. Is that the same emulator? Yeah,
same one.
That's crazy.
So, like, they're getting a lot of slack because, like, basically, like, the PlayStation Classic is looking like mad, bare bones. Like, people aren't happy with the list of games, which I knew that was going to happen, but, like...
Mm-hmm. It's always the case.
Like, they have no ways to, like, adjust the look of it or anything like that. So, like, you know how, like, you used to play on, like, a CRT TV, like the big tube TVs?
Yeah.
Like... On the newer classic ones, like the Super Nintendo and stuff like that, they have, like, the CRT filters to make it look a little bit better. They don't have that on the PlayStation Classic. Like, there's no multiple save slots. Like, there's, like, no background borders or nothing. So, like, you literally just get that little, 480p square. And, like, you can have a big-ass TV, and you get that little sliver of square to, like, view your thing. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, like, no support for, like, other controllers. So, like, when I thought we'd be able to plug in our PS4 controllers, they don't support that.
I feel like what they did is they had an inventory of all of this on the shelf, and then somebody had the bright idea to say, oh, you know what? Vinyl records are in. Why don't we sell old PlayStations? I bet people will buy them joints.
Nah, you know what it was? Like, so PlayStation has this thing where, like, they'll copy what Nintendo does, but then they'll, like, cut corners. So, like, they saw that Nintendo came out with the classic consoles, and they're like, we can do that, too. And I bet you we can just do the bare minimum and get people to buy it.
Do less, and people will still buy it.
I mean, let's be honest. They know people are in the homebrew community. They're going to hack it and put what they want on there. But, like, for the people that aren't going to do it, it's kind of like, you know, like, it's not looking that well put together. Like, it works. The controllers feel good and stuff like that. But the complaints are is just that, like, they really just, like, give you the bare minimum.
I just think it's crazy to use the same emulator that I could just go... You still download. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, you still find that emulator. And that's on the console.
Yeah.
I'm just like, then what's the point if you're giving me the same... Because everybody said, like, they could have used their own, which they have, a better one.
Yeah, they were just like, nah, we're going to use yours. It's open source, so they were like, whatever. They're like, thank you for doing the work for us. So
wait, but think about this. So they monetized on it, though. So what about the people? Wait.
It's open source, though.
Wow, that's crazy. So they really took advantage of that.
Yeah, so open source means, like, you know, they don't have to pay for it. Like Android. Like, Android's open source. You can make your own version of Android.
That's crazy. The fact that they actually took advantage of it and were like, all right, we're just going to monetize on it. Cool.
PlayStation. Sony's like, listen, we'll wrap shit up into the PlayStation logo. You're going to buy it. So.
exactly. If they said that square to my face, I don't know, bro.
Along that lines, I'm going to skip one real quick and we'll go back to it. So speaking of emulation, Nintendo just won a lawsuit against, like, two websites for $12 million.
Jesus.
So this might sound familiar to some people because this is
real. It did to me.
So this is real Napster. How they hit Napster back in the day, where, like, the music industry clapped up Napster because, like, you know, the peer-to-peer sharing of, like, music. So that's the same thing they're doing to these ROM sites where they're like, oh, you sharing our, like, games, like, illegally. Like, nah, we suing the shit out of you and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But,
what was that, your girl over there? Some Asian girl's poking in trying to look at you or something like that.
Nah,
you want to go out and get her numbers on?
Nah, don't put my business on.
Hey, look, she ain't here for me. I ain't getting in trouble.
You know how
you ain't getting me clapped up.
You know how he feels about them jokes.
We said something about Nintendo. She was like, what?
Nintendo. I mean, my man's about to have some part of our listening base, like, enraged real fast, real quick.
Basically, like, they're coming down on all these emulator sites and, like, like we're not letting people, like, sell our ROMs. Like, you know, distribute our ROMs and stuff like that because you're taking, like, money from us.
But why now? We've been doing it since back in middle school. Right, like, real talk.
Well, the thing is like, because now, like with the Switch, their online service, they have this thing where they give you certain ones, like, for free. Like, they have a growing library, similar to, like, how, like, Xbox has the Game Pass.
Yeah.
They have something similar going on, like, with that. So, like, I guess it's in their best interest to try to stop other people from doing it. But, like, same way they tried to get rid of Napster and, like, LimeWire and FrostWire and, like, Kazaa and all those other ones popped up. It's the same thing that's about to happen here. You're going to get rid of two of these, and then it's just going to multiply. It's like that, like, video.
They're going to be martyrs. That's what I mean. They're going to be martyrs. Especially these, like, love ROMs. I remember using that for mad of my, like, ROM shit,
though. Like, you ever see that video where somebody hit the spider with the broomstick, and then a bunch of little spiders came out? It's literally about to happen. Yeah. All these other little ROM sites are going to pop up, and then you can't stop peer-to-peer transfers. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the shit, the torrent site that people like usually like? Like, you can't stop torrents.
But what if
BitTorrent?
Yeah, how you going to stop that?
But what if that's the play? Really, what if that's the move, right? What if they
want new sites?
BitTorrent and are going to create an ecosystem around it.
They're not partnering with no goddamn.
No, BitTorrent. Why would they share their own? Why would they share the profit of their own IPs?
Because I want you to be trapped into my ecosystem.
Yeah, but they're not gonna let them people.
Get but they have. But there's nothing. I feel like there's nothing BitTorrent or those sites can offer that really.
Here's what BitTorrent offers you. It's a fucking company. They sell you a platform. They sell you a peer-to-peer network.
But, like, it's a platform that they're... Because the thing with Nintendo, they're family-oriented and friendly. BitTorrent is like, ooh, hey, you want to download this?
No.
Download this movie.
BitTorrent is not that anymore. That's what it was.
It still has that connotation.
No. Yeah, it has that connotation or that perception. But it's not... That's not what it is. Like, the deep web is that.
Yeah.
But BitTorrent is no longer that. You know,
well, I mean? It could be no longer that, but in the end...
It started that way, yeah, just like Tumblr. Tumblr started that way, but it got bought for $1 billion.
Yeah, Tumblr's still wild.
Yeah,
it's still wild, though.
Porn all the fucking day.
You think, would Nintendo partner up with Tumblr because it's a company that you think...
PlayStation would. They have fucking Duke Nukem.
It's like, it's not PlayStation.
I'm not saying
it's the company that made Duke Nukem. They're like, sure, yeah, we'll put you can put your game
right. But why would they? Why would they? Nintendo doesn't have Duke Nukem.
Their audience isn't.
I mean, they
I'm
are
just
getting
saying
more
that's my point.
Yeah,
they are getting more mature rated games though. But
yeah,
I get what you're trying to say. They don't have the same, like, PlayStation doesn't have that kind of like super. Family friendly thing.
They've always been edgy.
They've been more mature. And Xbox is like, yo, we got shooters, my nigga.
Yeah, it's facts.
We bust guns in space. We bust guns. Yeah,
in the streets, bust guns underwater.
Yo, they're all about guns and like fucking these American RPGs, nigga. Like, yo, we got guns and Fable, nigga.
that blew people's minds. I'm just like, so I act like you never see this. Like, you see this musket? I'm like, bro. They just put. They legit just put a gun in Fable. People lose their minds, yo.
Nah, speaking of Xbox, damn, these transitions is getting lovely. So XO18 happened. We talked about it last week. The only really thing that happened is they confirmed information we already gave people. So they did acquire Obsidian Entertainment, which is known for, like, American RPGs.
Yep.
They acquired another company, InXile Entertainment, which is known for American RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
Keyboard and mouse
sounds
support.
Like they're making RPGs.
Yeah. Keyboard and mouse support, which we foretold already. And then they showed some new stuff for Crackdown 3.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Crackdown 3 looks pretty dope. So they got this thing. They got this one mode. I forget what it's called. I think it's like demolition mode or something like that. Where, like, they're finally using the power of the cloud. So, like, this whole mode, like, everything is destructible. And so it syncs across, like, everybody's like Xbox. So like whether you're wearing whether you're using the X or like the normal one, like it won't slow down or anything because you're using the cloud power to sync all that stuff. So like y'all just be boosting around everywhere and just blowing up buildings. And you could like drop a building on a group of niggas and stuff. It's pretty wild. Like
that's wild.
I was like, how you just gonna drop
establishments?
Like how you just gonna drop a whole building on a nigga? Like for what? You gonna waste the whole building, nigga.
All those bricks for what?
Like it's pretty dope.
That's crazy.
So I was looking at it because I was like, I never like looked into Crackdown like that, but when I saw that like minute and a half video, and that's literally all they gave us out of this whole 2 hour presentation, I was like, that's kind of dope. I want to see more of it.
That is actually happening, because I almost thought it wasn't going to happen. Like, how long ago they said they were actually Crackdown 3 was supposed to be a thing.
But yeah, that was like 2 years ago almost.
Yeah, usually.
I thought it got canceled.
Facts. Nowadays in games, you don't hear like titles, up and coming titles like that. You don't hear back from them. It's a done deal, dog. But
I did hear they were, someone said that they acquired Ninja Theory, which I couldn't find information on that, but someone, like I saw on YouTube, said they acquired Ninja Theory. So maybe that Scalebound might actually get finished. I don't know. But last year we heard of Scalebound, it was canceled, so I don't know.
Yeah, but actually, I'm actually really interested in the keyboard and mouse support. Because think about it this way, like the whole thing with PC, especially for Xbox, especially for shooters, the whole, oh, like shooters is way better on PC because you use a mouse and keyboard, is more accurate, more easier to move. Yeah. So that's the general, it is the general, I mean, and it is the official
but consensus. But that was the thing back in the day, right? Well, with computer games in general. But that's still weird. It doesn't. I don't know. It's weird.
The mouse's range is way like the sensitivity compared to like a stick, like a joystick is completely different.
Yeah. And so the control you have like over a mouse, using your whole hand to control the movement and camera and whatever, versus a controller where you kind of like, I gotta approximate if I point it like diagonally this way. Where a mouse, you could be like more exact angles and kind of just be like, I just literally kind of have to, you know.
So when you're playing, it's more point and shoot.
Click. And with controller, so you gotta use two joystick to kind of fix that point where like, oh, this is where I need the area I need to aim. So does this give
Ninja the advantage?
Well, he already plays on keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, he already plays on PC, but now if it gives access to console players to have mouses and keyboards, which may then. Because some shooters, they're like, we don't want to cross-platform with PC because PC, people on PC have the advantage. Right. If there's that option, then maybe that might even look into actually cross-platforming some shooters. Some games, PC and console.
Because
of that.
Because what's happening is, like, I think Fortnite is one of the first games they're going to do it for. Exactly. And they're going to match you with people that are using keyboard and mouse, like, mainly, like, more towards PC. But you also have Xbox people that are using keyboard and mouse, too.
Yeah.
And then maybe I don't know if it's getting into Overwatch or not. I think you can already do it in Overwatch, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's definitely is gonna bridge the gap, I think, for a lot of people. And it gives, because I mean, I feel like a lot, like PC's been doing, like PC gaming has been on the come up over the past few years, because games that usually on console now are starting to get ported onto PC. So people are looking at PCs like, yeah, that's where the game is going. But with this, it kind of gives console more life in terms of just like, you know, like, hey, if having a mouse or keyboard really matters to you, look, we give you that option. That's an option. So it's dope.
They didn't show anything new, though.
Especially for Microsoft, because, I mean.
Well, you know, it gets to a point where, like, all right, we kind of, like, expect that from, like, the computer company.
You know.
Like, other than that, though, they didn't show anything new, which was kind of disappointing. They did, like, this whole 2 hour presentation for, like, shit that already, like, they showed another Kingdom Hearts trailer, which wasn't a new one. They showed some DLC for a couple games. It's almost like they took 2 hours to be like, yo, you guys can also buy those games you're going to buy on PlayStation over here. Like, they did this whole big event just to be like, yo, y'all can buy these over here, too, you know? Like, they could have done, like, a two-minute video.
What's crazy is that they kind of, the need to do that, I don't blame them. Because you'd be surprised the difference that does make to some people.
That'd be like if Foot Action did, like, a two-hour conference. They'd be like, yo, those Jordans you cop at Foot Locker, you can get them here, too.
But then watch. Someone's gonna be like, "Word, not like now I know."
Like, damn! Thank you for this 2 hour long presentation to let me know that I can cop for you. I just like, yo, if your homeboy found out you buying, like your barber found out you was getting your hair cut from somebody else, and he sat you down and lectured you for 2 hours, and he was like, "Yo, man, like you don't have to go out there because you can keep coming here and get your hair cut."
I had the miniature version of that. You'd be surprised.
Or like a new barber approach you on the street, like, yo, dog, who cut your hair? Yo, can I get 2 hours of your time to let you know?
Like I said, I had the miniature version of that when I was at the barber.
I just like,
no barber is coming to me on the street to ask me for 2 hours of my time.
That's just like, oh, yo, you trying to pull a girl in a club, and she be like, oh, I got a man. Be like, yo, well, yo, give me 2 hours
that's
to
crazy.
Let you know so I can go through everything that your boyfriend's doing for you, because I can do that too.
And you stupid.
And then Crackdown 3 is coming eventually. Like,
you're mad dope.
That's yeah, literally right. What it was.
You're ignorant for that. All right, you're ignorant for that.
It's like, yeah, like all that stuff your boyfriend does, I do too, and keyboard and mouse.
And keyboard and mouse support.
Like, it was like, damn, but it took 2 hours.
And keyboard and mouse support? That's the game changer, dog.
She's like, damn, you are more accurate. That's crazy. Nah, so yeah, like that's the only thing. Like a lot of people were complaining because I was like, yo, y'all took 2 hours. And then like they felt like the conference that they were like queuing people to start applauding and stuff like that. Like for the dumbest shit.
But that's, oh man, okay. That it's like that for a lot of things, but I get it. If it's dumb though,
yeah, it was
then it's awkward because you're just like, you're really about to make us clap for this.
Yo, cause they like they showed a little bit of Crackdown, and then they started talking again, and then suddenly the crowd just starts going wild, and I'm like, yo, like if it was a genuine reaction, like the video would have stopped, and then people would have cheered instead of like they like be mid sentence, 2 sentences in, and then all of a sudden everybody starts cheering.
What was the audience for the conference like? That's just probably what it is.
So they put it. I'm gonna get into this so we can get in back into some more music. But they put it in Mexico City because like Mexico City specifically is like a huge like Mexico in general is huge for Xbox, and it's like a cool place to go to around this time. So like
it is.
It's pretty much like mad people, like either in Mexico, like from Mexico, or like visiting for the conference. Like, in there. So, like, there was mad Mexican people there and stuff like that. So then, like, I guess, like, I don't know. Either way, they were queuing niggas to apply, which is weird.
That is weird.
If they had showed off some new shit, they wouldn't have to queue niggas. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe we don't got... I think they just want to announce that, like, we're going to have shit soon.
How you
going... Eventually.
You can't set up a press conference and be like... That's like announcing an announcement.
That's the thing. That happens though.
Like, but you can't hold a 2-hour press conference to be like, yo, we coming up with some shit.
Yo.
I just like, yo, that's wild. Like a nigga really sit you down for 2 hours just to be like, yeah, we working on some shit.
Yeah.
Hold on, dog.
Have some of this, might have some of that. That's all people.
Yo,
my
man, can I get 2 hours of your time? And at the end of it, he's like, yo, I walked away with nothing. He's like, we working on something. You took 2 hours to tell me we working on it.
Yeah. I just had to do the elaborate. Yo,
that whole press conference could have been in 15 minutes.
That's it. That's
all if that.
Who's going to come to
a 15-minute press conference? They could have had an intermission in between.
Who's going to come to a 15-minute press conference?
What could have not done a press conference? Oh, they could have just done like a 5-minute sizzle reel and called it a day. But they forced it. I was like, all right.
Damn.
Come on. Damn, is that the... Oh, they plowing shit already. That's crazy.
Yeah. It really is.
Playing no games.
Crazy out here.
Hell yeah.
That crazy, bro.
Yeah. All right, well.
There's snow coming down.
I think that's it for me, for game, right?
Right now, yeah.
I don't got nothing else.
Yeah, I got nothing else right now.
All right, cool. Let's get into some more music, and then we're going to get back with my man Josh Sanders. We're going to talk a little bit about his music. But for now, we got Anomaly with Canal, then we got some Action Bronson, then we got the Swiss Beats Jim Jones. Okay, it says Block of Music, and we'll be right back. Future
Anomaly,
Perfect.
Anomaly.
is fucking beautiful. I no longer bite my nails down to the cuticles. My sex stories ain't suitable for listeners. Cause prisoners to whack off. Enough of that soft shit. Me by myself is like the four horsemen. You're just a poor sportsman. Your sports car could be your coffin. The thought of revenge releasing dolphins. That make me feel just like I'm swimming with some dolphins. Ring for this. I got a calling, baby. Shit, I might retire. Spend the rest of my days down in New Orleans. Maybe money changed me for the better, so I brought it back and got the all black cheddar with the header and the leather bra. Thinking back like shit, dog, you really set the bar high as fuck. About to twist another. Too many people gone, then we miss our brothers. What the fuck is going on? A strange sense, something's going wrong. I can feel it in my fingers, man. Oh shit, a strong scent lingers. Something's going wrong. I can feel it in my fingers, like arthritis. When it's raining, let it rain on me, let it rain on me. It only took me 9 times to make the debut, 10 times to charm shit. Now my man's on road, that means I'm hard charged, whatever on the Visa card, half moon sees the parts. A lot of motherfuckers blind, they could've the art. War stories, throw them through a stack of tables. Wrap my body in a stack of Bibles, cause shit could get dangerous. Bam bam, splash off the turnbuckle. Now you no longer have the use of nerves and muscles. We'll see who loves me if I need a liver. Shit, you feel defenseless in the presence of a stripper. You cannot be trusted with the access to the money. I crash more Benzes than when they practice with the dummies. I make these bastards look funny. Bugs Bunny, Bugs Bunny, pussy, Bugs Bunny. I make these bastards look funny. Bugs Bunny, yeah. These motherfuckers must be crazy, cause I ain't going nowhere. Until I'm called up to the stars, then I'll go there. Until then, I'm back here to live another life. But for now, I'm asking ladies like, what's up tonight? Baby, what's up tonight? Yeah. Up tonight, baby. I got the True Religion jean suit, G Unit sneaker shit. Jeans.
I chose Swiss, they ain't ready for the smoke though. Still got niggas that be pointing guns at the popo. Probably got a picture of your auntie and my photos. That was you in front of the building when she was hopping on my photo. For what you like 19 now? Cause you probably still never had like 19,000. In my day, I had to work to bring the white fiends down. Bunch of crackheads around just to wipe the V down. Nigga, why drink Rose when Jay got aces? Free Leak, he was with me the other day up in Aces. Bunch of pretty watches with the frozen up faces. We got them lawyers we can call just to close up the cases. Shit, I'm from Harlem where that stunting is outrageous. Went up in the dealer just to cop something outrageous. Yeah, we got parents, but the drug dealers raises. Shit, I pray to God, but the Lord never saved us. So we stuck what we stuck, what was fucking with that. I pack guns with shoulder stocks with the muffler attached. We take trips to different places with the butler attached. Or play back the Maybach, press a button, relax. Preach.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh,
preach.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Supreme coherence, brand new McLarens, suede pipe seats. Triptronic staring, baby, this is art. That come with no commission. Could be a blind man, but you gotta know the vision. Private jets just to blow the ism. Part of me, cause I've been accused of male chauvinism. Getting head in the whip and having no collision. Never lacking, cause I keep that fully loaded with them. Shit. You know I gotta shout the bros in prison. My nigga Gleam is like a blow magician. Shit, he cook it up and watch it disappear. Shit, now light it up and let it hit the air. I was spitting a spade all in this bitch's ear. I told her, like pretty women, like Richard Gere. Pack guns and stay flies, a part of us. Four bitches packed up in the Benz, it's like a party bus. All this tough talk, but niggas ain't as hard as us. I cook coke at the kitchen, watching Hard and Up.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh,
preach.
My, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Jimmy.
got something to do with the being demanded. Looks me mad. It's all sounds bad. You know, love it. You know, love it.
Interior serious, dashboard lavish, 14 karat gold instruments. I'm outside looking at it, I didn't even sit in it yet. I can't believe that it's just how I envisioned it. Watching the speed limits, baby, we smoking weed in it. Without no window tints, to me that make no sense. Can't hide when you this fly, them niggas is seeing it. Taking in the sunset on the lake while reminiscing how narrowly I escaped. We divide the cake, brunches with the heads of state. Mimosas on different coasts and these niggas ain't even close. They don't want no smoke, them niggas broke, they want handouts. I'd rather hand them a rope. Standing in one place won't get you paid. They find desperation shots, but I'm not fazed.
And we're back. Right, I can sit back here a little bit. And we're back here now, the man of the hour. I got my man Josh Sanders here, man. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. How y'all doing? I'm blessed, doing man. Good.
Listen, welcome, welcome.
For the listeners at home and your listeners back home, cause I know they're going to be excited to hear you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, my brother.
Man. Well, y'all know my name, Josh Sanders, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my government name. Yo, people call me CT in Virginia. They call me Chosen Fingers. Man, I'm just a young man that love music, man. Love to create music. You know what I'm saying? Love to make music. Love to vibe. Producer. I'm a musician, keyboardist, drummer. You know what I'm saying? Composer. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I just love music, man. That's it, bro. That's really me.
Yeah, man, I had the pleasure of working with you earlier.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
I was telling Byron, I was like, because you were composing something, and you heard something for reference for like maybe like 15 seconds, and then it was just going. I was like, this nigga just does it. Just sat down and just doing it. I was like, this is crazy.
Hey, man.
Like, yes,
yeah.
Like I can play stuff by ear, but like not to the speed that you grasp it and then just go. Like, I've never seen anybody work like that.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing, man. It's definitely a gift from God, man. You know what I'm saying? The man upstairs, like, some stuff, you know what I mean, take longer than others. You know what I'm saying? I'm not everything. I don't catch just like that. But for the most part, man, if I hear something and, you know what I mean, my mind is locked in or whatever, I catch the melody or catch, you know what I'm saying, the vibe or whatever, it's pretty, you know what I mean, pretty like that. I can go from there, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, because we were working on something, and you did, like, three different takes of piano, and, like, it was difficult for me to, like, decide a take that I wanted, that I thought was, like, all right, this is the take, because each one, I was like, dang, like, this one got the fire part here, but this one got the fire part there.
Facts, man. Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate
well, that's,
that.
You know, that's the thing about, like, recording with, like, CT that I find funny, is that, like, he literally can do things like this just by hearing something in 5 seconds. And then he's also like in all of the things that he makes, like I try to keep all of the takes. Because at the end of the day, like, to your point, if you grab just like bits and pieces of all of your takes, you've actually made, like, I feel like Bach level shit sometimes.
Man, appreciate that.
Like, there's a track, you know, that'll be coming out on an upcoming project. I don't know if you remember the track Memories that you made, man. And that song, you know, I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful record, man. Like, yeah, man. I mean, a straight up classical piano, like, song. But it's so perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate that, bro. Definitely.
It was great. It was great. Was like, cool future vibe. Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Damn. Like, yo, if you got that track, you'll slap it on, dog. Let the world hear, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we got some more heat. All right. Some more heat for sure tonight, yo.
Yo, we need some heat, dog. Yo. I'm looking outside.
Hey,
I need all the heat.
Hey, and the snow is not letting up.
Yeah,
yo.
Yo,
I thought it was for a second.
No, 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 yo.
Welcome to England, dog.
As my mom would say in the South, tennises.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts. I got tennises.
And I live in the South now. From I'm from Connecticut originally, you know what I'm saying? But I live in the South, MVA. So I'm up here in Boston, and I was not prepared for the cold.
No.
Whatsoever. When I got off the plane, I swear I got punched 3 times in the gut by the cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then 2 times in the mouth, and it was just like, nigga, you ain't ready. So just get back on the plane.
Welcome to Boston.
Yeah, like, yeah. Welcome to Boston.
But, yo, check his kicks out, though, man. Honestly, quietly, you were kind of ready.
Yeah, I definitely knew I had to grab those. You know what I'm saying? I was like, my feet can't be cold. Like,
honestly, the inner New England is still there. Yeah, it's still inside of you.
Definitely. Nah, that's uniform out there. Like, when you move to like the DMV area, mm-hmm. and you there longer than a year, like they draft you into like the army, so you get like a North Face and your choice between some Nike boots or some foam.
Yeah, that's it.
One or the other. That's what
I do. Or no. Tim's was popping too. Tim's is still popping too.
Yeah, you still grab.
You get your Nike boots. Tim's. You get your
course,
Tim's.
Yeah, Tim.
Or you get your field boots.
Yep.
Your field boots, or you get, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they're strong. Fired me up for having some Tim's. I was like, boy, if y'all get out here, like, yo, from the Northeast.
Hey, the ACGs, man. Where the lugs at, though? Where the real ones wearing the lugs?
Man,
your boy came out of nowhere and said, put some respect on my name, bruh.
For the lugs, though.
Hey, dog, did you, I mean, like, think about that.
I had a pair of lugs back in the day.
Birdman.
Yo, they had the Funkmaster Flex driving shoe too.
Yeah,
that driving shoe. That's crazy.
Imagine sitting in your car, right? You late for work. And you're like, hold on, gotta put on my driving shoes.
That's crazy, dog. He was living a life I'll never know.
Yo, never, my man was living. Never know, right? Just never know.
I had a need for a driving shoe. That's
I mean, look, that speaks volumes,
man.
Think about it. You know, what was his name?
Funkmaster Flex?
Nah, what is his name? Mr. C. Y'all remember Mr. C?
Yeah.
Mr. C?
Yeah, I guess that's why Mr. C enjoyed his rendezvous. The same reason people needed driving shoes.
My man.
I didn't mean to make that a rhyme, but, you know, I just...
Yeah, you wild.
He really did.
But I just caught that.
Where's the Byron, ladies
and gentlemen? Let's do a hard transition back. So what made you want to get into music?
I'm not entertaining that.
I'm not entertaining that. So what made you want to get back into music?
Hey, yo, like, so
start
like,
music.
Okay. So long story short, I came up when I was born, I always liked drums. I think I fell in love with drums at age of 3 or something. You know what I'm saying? I used to beat around, you know what I mean? Go to church, of course, play in church sometimes. That built up to like what? Sophomore year in high school, junior year, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Where I started, I linked up with my homeboys, Cam, shout out to Cam, Chad, Cameron, Fletcher, Chad Self, shout out to them, man. Linked up with them, yo, and Cam was making beats on a little beat machine. I don't know if you remember the DR5 drum machine, by Boss. He's making a little joint like that, yo, and he showed me how to do it, and he actually gave me his joint, you know what I'm saying, when he got another one. So, from there, started making beats. Was like, yo, found out that I had an ear to actually hear stuff and play it back. You know what I'm saying? Like on the piano. So I jumped on the piano, started messing with that. And from there, just got into it heavy, you know what I'm saying? Started actually studying and learning, you know what I mean? Teaching myself different things and taking stuff from different people. Like, I always watch musicians. Shout out to Kenny Barber, too. He's a musician back home. I always used to watch him play. He could play drums and keys. Watch him play. Watch Josh Cotton. Shout out to him. Watch him play drums. It's just watching, you know what I'm saying? Watching people and pick little stuff up from them, you know what I'm saying? Go back and take it and try to make it my own. And that's where the... You know what I mean? Of course, the beats and the production came from, you know what I mean? I learned how to just, like I said, found out I had an ear and then I could put sounds together, you know what I'm saying? And actually make them sound good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the rest is history, I guess, bro. You know what I mean? Like, so.
You know what I like? I think I really like, and I don't think enough attention gets called to this, but like, this is like what? Like our second guest from Virginia that came by? That's right, Byron?
Hmm?
This is our second guest from Virginia, I say, right?
Yeah, this is.
And,
this
like, is. I think, like, what I appreciate about, like, you guys down there is that, like, there's a lot of rich history in that, like,
yeah.
area.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, y'all embrace it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, compared to, like, other regions where, like, there's that history, but it's not really, like, embraced the way it should be. Yeah. Like, from the people we've talked to, like, on the show, like you, and then we had Soup a couple episodes back.
Yeah,
like,
I was about to say,
like,
Soup.
He made it a point where, like, he's documenting, like, a lot of that history, like, for NPR and stuff like that. And, like, with you, like, even you, like, are, like, studying a lot of, like, musicians and stuff like that. And I feel like that's something that, like, especially in hip-hop, isn't really embraced so much. Like, I think when...
People forget. It's like the roots, you know? Sometimes some people really just really forget where... it all began and where it derived from, how hip-hop came to where it is today.
And I think, like, especially with this generation, like, I think history goes as far back as, like, Biggie and Pac, and even still that's starting to inch closer, like, each, like, inch closer towards today rather than back then. Like, some people now, like, history for them is, like, when Bow Wow was coming up, you know what I mean? Which is, like, a good, like, five, just, like, 3 to 5 years, like, after Big and Pac died or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like,
to
hear that, like, people in that region are embracing, like, the art and the history
of music,
I think it's really dope.
Yeah, man, yeah, it's a lot of people in the area that's like I said, man, we love the culture, man. A lot of us just love the culture, you know what I'm saying? And we embrace it, like, shout-outs to Billy Mercury, MC down there, the concept. Big Torn, The Boss, a lot of different artists, Chantel Diverse, a couple of my artists, Selah Music, Timmy P, like all of them, like if you listen to their records, you can hear a lot of, you know what I mean, like a lot of that culture and a lot of that richness, you know what I'm saying, like the pro-black and, you know what I'm saying, like the just,
that's
you know what I mean, like the it's really a vibe, man, it's a lot of, you know what I mean, just a lot of good positive vibes, you know what I'm saying, and we try to, like, down there as far as the music scene go, we try to really uplift that, you know what I'm saying, try to support each other, you know what I mean, of course, you know, you got your haters and you got the ones that don't want to support, you don't have that everywhere, but, you know what I mean, for the most part, the ones that's connected, you know what I'm saying, like, all of us that is connected, we might not all work with each other, we might not all speak to each other on a day-to-day basis, but when we see each other, it's all love, you know what I'm saying, it's like, yo, what you working on, bro, oh, that's dope, yo, I got this, you know what I mean, it's like, it's real rich, man, I love it, you know what I'm saying, like, I definitely love it, you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's the type of energy you want to be around.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So, tell us a little... So, we're about to get into a little bit of your music.
Cool.
Because we're winding down the show, but you have something that you're going to drop next week.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about this project.
Ah, man. This has been a long time coming, bro. Like, Byron knows, like, the it's been a long time. It's an instrumental project, you know what I'm saying? It pretty much, I called it Chosen Thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, people call me Chosen Fingers or whatever, and I kind of embraced that name, you know what I mean? And it's pretty much just my thoughts put into music, you know what I'm saying? Like my vibes, like, you know what I mean? What I go through in a day or what I think about, you know what I'm saying? How I receive music or how I, you know what I mean? How I receive it and perceive it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll hear, like, you know what I mean? Some hip-hop beats with... jazzy keys over it, you know what I'm saying, or neo soulish keys that it might not, you'd be like, yo, this wouldn't, you wouldn't really hear this on this beat, you know what I'm saying, you would think of something more gritty or whatever, but like I said, it's just really my thoughts, you know what I'm saying, I put it into perspective, put it into music, you know what I mean, and I put my all into this jam, you know what I'm saying, so, you know what I mean, like, it's definitely a vibe, you know what I'm saying, Definitely a vibe, man. It will be available, yeah, I mean, on all digital outlets. Yeah, I mean, November 23rd. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. I'm putting out some hard copies or whatever for the original release, which is tomorrow. But it'll be available everywhere, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like I said, it's me, yo. This record is really me. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know who Chosen is or want an idea of who, you know what I mean, CT is Josh Sanders, like, listen to this record. You know what I mean? It'll pretty much tell you everything in music. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to take you on a little ride. You know what I mean? It's going to be on a journey. You know what I mean? I tell everybody, it's going to be the record you can put in your car and ride to. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Go to your destination, wherever you're going, you can put it in there and just ride and vibe and just let, you know what I mean? The tracks pretty much flow together. I try to make sure it's a vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's pretty much just some cool music, man.
So what do you want people to take away from this project you're putting out in the world?
Really, man, I want people to vibe, y'all. I want people to take away the positive vibes from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, each track is real. It vibes, you know what I mean, in some way. So, like, I want people to be able to, you know what I mean, really, like, I hashtag it, it's the vibes for your everyday lives. You know what I'm saying? I want people to be able to, like, put this record in. And it could be, you could be going through a stressful time or something, but when you listen to, you know what I mean, one of the songs I got up there called Rise and Grind, you know what I mean, it's going to lift your spirits. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll lift your spirits to where it'll put you in a better place. You know what I'm saying? It'll get your mind thinking off the negative back to the positive thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you listen to my music, if you're mad, you're not going to be able to stay mad. You know what I'm saying? And that's really much my goal. You know what I'm saying? It's just to touch somebody through music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be able to vibe and get through your day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So. Or worse, what's up?
Yeah.
Just real quick, how about, so what track, I would say, from the project probably sticks out to you the most? Like, kind of, like, you kind of dotted on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's, it's really, it's kind of two tracks. Okay. There's one track that I'm actually let you guys hear today, which is called, I entitled it, Connecticut is Where I Call Home. As you know, I'm from Connecticut, you know what I'm saying? I stay in VA now, but I'm still New England, you know what I'm saying? I'm still CT, I still got the CT in me, and Connecticut will always be home, you know what I'm saying? My fam, my friends, all that, you know what I mean? They all from Connecticut. So, like, that track probably stand out the most, you know what I'm saying? The way it vibes, and it's like a CT vibe, you know what I'm saying? It's a Connecticut vibe, like, you know what I mean? When I listen to it, I feel like I'm riding down Whaley Avenue in New Haven or something, you know what I'm saying? Dixwell Avenue. Like, I'm just riding, chilling or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'm back home in Middletown, just cooling, you know what I mean? So, that's probably one of my favorite ones. And then, the last one that I actually finished today in the studio, I added a piano solo at the end. That probably is one of the most distinct tracks because out of all the records, I actually soloed on that one. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, okay, this is tracks. He's a producer. He can make beats. He can make, he can make records, but this track is like, okay, he's a musician. He can play. You know what I mean? He can play piano. You know what I'm saying? This is what he does. Or this is, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of me.
This, like, is Chosen.
Yeah, this is Chosen. Like, that record lets you know, like, yo, okay, this is Chosen all the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, the vibe of the track is the beat. And then he comes in, like, you know what I mean? Towards the end, it's just me. You know what I mean? I just freely play for real. So definitely, man, that's probably one of the two that sticks out the most to me. You know what I mean? That I like.
Word.
Yes, sir.
Now, I got three songs right here from you, so I definitely want to get into these, but before we get into these, because that's probably going to take us out of our show, where can people find you?
Facebook, of course. I'm up there as Chosen Sanders. That's Chosen Sanders. You can find me on Instagram at Chosen Fingers, ChosenFingaz. On Instagram, and that's pretty much it, man. Like I said, the album be ready on digital outlets on next 23rd, so, you know what I'm saying, you'll be able to find it up there. If you want to search Chosen Thoughts of Josh Sanders, look it up. But for right now, Facebook, Instagram, follow me, you know what I'm saying? Hashtag vibes for your everyday lives.
Word. So, Black Friday, make sure y'all get that.
Yes, sir.
That Chosen Thoughts. How many tracks is on there? Do you know?
I appreciate it. It's 11.
11
tracks?
Yes. So definitely make sure you go download that. support my man. Make sure you purchase it,
appreciate
stream
that.
It, do all that, because definitely we're gonna definitely put some of that in our show.
Appreciate that
when
man.
That
appreciate
comes out
that.
Too. But let's get into these next three songs, and that's gonna take us out for the show. Anything I want to leave people with before we get out of here?
Yeah, let's just hope that we don't get, I'm about to exaggerate, but with the snow, but we don't get stranded,
yes,
you know.
Please. I got to catch a flight tomorrow night. Let's hope that don't get delayed. I got to get
back. Honestly, yo, real talk, Logan Airport, they're going to delay for that little bit, bro.
Yeah.
They just do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, everybody out here in the Boston area, you know, stay safe with the snow. Who knows what's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
You know, drive carefully and, yeah, have a good night, everybody. That's your boy Zanza.
Shout outs to everybody back home in VA, everybody back home in Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all y'all. Keep your heads up. Vibes for your everyday lives. Chosen Thoughts
18, 23, 18.
That's no, 11, 23, 18. My bad. Yeah. 23, 18. Shout out to all the Mo's. 300 years. Shout out to all the Mo's in the DMV, especially DC. I see you, Mo.
You good?
Yeah,
all right,
just
another
cool.
day in the life.
Living the day of life.
Whatever you doing, man. I'm trying to get like you. Yes. All right, so let's get into these, and then y'all going to hear the sounds of Josh Sanders from his Chosen Thoughts project that's going to release next week, and we getting the fuck out of here. So I'll see y'all next week. Future Perfect.
Dope.
We out.
Thank you.